When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. John Hogue with us. We'll get to your calls as well. John, you see the coronavirus as kind of a rehearsal to prepare us for even a greater pandemic foreseen by Nostradamus that you mentioned earlier, the blood plague. Explain what that is, that plague.
Well, the blood plague surfaces in a number of quatrains, four-line verses, and also a long passage, rather scary passage from his prose prophecies that were inserted into all the verses in his Les Prophéties, the prophecies book. And it's, you know, it's basically a blood plague. So that brings up a lot of candidates. I kind of call myself a sleuthsayer in this, a detective on the trail of this. That brings up Ebola. That's one blood plague. H1N1 is certainly a huge suspect in this because there is a reference to strange, unusual, peculiar birds, which, again, this is another thing. There's a, you know, remember the Disney films, the early classics called the multiplaning, where they showed all the different layers like 3D moving?
Yep.
Well, sure Nostradamus sometimes is doing multiplaning with his prophecies, where he's got them all like backed up and he's looking through the different glass walls of the future and seeing different images and describing them all as one thing. That happens a lot in his World War, his France invasion prophecies for the 20th century. One line will be exactly a maneuver that happened in 1914, followed by a maneuver that happened in 1917. So when he describes armies. And so I started to come to understand that. That comes up a lot in his attempt to find who the third and final Antichrist is, Mabus, which intriguingly looks more and more like MBS, Mohammed bin Salman.
Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
Just as a side here, you know, because the bigger plague that's happening is what upheavals are going on in our economy. The hysteria around coronavirus and certainly
astronomical, you know, John.
An accelerant to the problems. But what happened on the 9th of March, and I point this out because in my field it's like I'm trying to say this is the day that probably the future will remember that is being overlooked today. The day when Russia and Saudi Arabia could not make an agreement. Russia tried to extend actually this agreement to keep the oil at a certain price. Saudi Arabia actually reacted and throughout the agreement and dropped it $10, just like that, and then began this plunge into the 20s per barrel, which is catastrophic.
Oh, my God.
One of the largest industries that are really fueling the entire world.
Now, we haven't seen it happen much at the pump, but
not yet. Well, yeah, it's getting cheaper, certainly. but and in a way that's one alleviation to the poor truckers all over the country trying to find places to get freshened up and whatever, which is one of the reasons why, unfortunately, the supply side thing that's happening is breaking down. But back to the point here, the theme comes through. One of the prophecies, Quatrain 55 of Century 9, talked about a horrible war which is being prepared in the West. I have to interject that there's a lot of themes in Nostradamus where Western leaders are trying to create wars with Eastern powers. It comes up a lot. It comes up a lot talking about Syria, Persia, and Russia as the Eagle King of the North, the Americans being the other.
I mean, was he really even aware of the West at that time? You know, Columbus, 50, 60 years before he was born, discovers America. But yeah. Did he think of the West as a big nation?
Well, he did. He called it Amerish.
Really?
And he called it, did a play on words of the kind of the pointed nose of the French landmass in the Breton, which is Amorica. He called it Amorica, kind of a play on America. So those are, and Hesperite, he called it, that's the land of the rising, the Western star. And, he's writing in the 1550s, so we're already a half a century pretty well knowledgeable that there's a new world. And so it wasn't like, but still, the idea that he would also talk at one point that it'd be a great new city at a certain latitude, and because latitudes had no longitudes in maps around then, you could always calculate they were off a few degrees. But he talked about the great new city that became his famous 911 prophecy about the Hollow Mountains being plunged into a boiling cauldron of their own debris field, into the tub, which was, he called it the cuvée, the tub. The tub is what the subterranean part of the building was called, to keep the water of the Hudson River out of the subway system. The good news is he saw the subway system being flooded. He's talked about a flood of water filled with sulfur and all kinds of stuff, and that didn't happen. So, you know, he's also a man of free will, which is important to understand when I talk about this thing, when I talked about the horrible war prepared. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of pressure of the war markets to get in a war with Iran or perpetuate war around the world. That has kind of overtaken our government, and it seems that that's the source of this. And he says, so very horrible, a year following, a pestilence will come, so very horrible that young nor old nor animals may survive. Hmm. Blood, he says, leaving out plague, but maybe it's just for war, but blood, fire, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, and France. Now, that's an astrological hint. I just came across a note that I wrote back in October 2014, and there was a couple times when that conjunction came very close to being completed, and it says there are a couple near misses of the Mercury-Mars-Jupiter conjoining. One happens in January 2020.
Wow.
So it just misses Mars, but it was just by a few degrees, but it was rather intriguing. And there was other times where it was around 2015, a few years earlier. So again, it's a multiplaning that looks like he's seeing the great disruption of the world by the coronavirus, perhaps multiplane to another glass painting of the future, if this is a Disney metaphor, of something far bigger that's coming. And that gets me to his, find it for us.
And I mean, do you see this plague, as I'll call it, dissipating quickly?
Well, I personally, from my own intuition abilities, say yes. I think this plague is... I found it. This plague is a plague of fear.
No doubt. Hysteria.
And hysteria. Outright hysteria. And it's a plague upon the media. I have been in journalism around it as a professional guest on future forecasting since 1987. Done hundreds of appearances, thousands of radio shows across four continents. I have never seen the mainstream media in a state of unnewsworthiness than it is now.
And it's horrible reporting. Horrible.
In fact, it's one of the reasons why people are getting panicked. Everything is, context has been lost. Ratings to get everybody excitable has been better. I mean, whatever you think about the president, whether he was Obama or Trump, if somebody called the plague the Trump plague or the Obama plague, it's not productive in an emergency to do these kind of things for ratings. That's why a lot of the real news is leaving the mainstream and going into the dangerous waters of social media and alternative media. But you will find, if you know where to look, real journalism there.
Hello.
Yes. There you go. Exactly. Now, I wanted to say another important point, that the thing about the strange birds, the Nostradamus is very dyslexic, so he says everything that's going to come, and then he puts the beginning at the end. So I'm going to kind of redo it so that you read it normally. Before these events, many rare, strange, odd, alien birds will cry in the air, now, or today, and then sometime later will vanish. Now, there's a number of possibilities. He waxes in his prose prophecy of the epistle, very kind of Book of Revelation style. It's Nostradamus doing St. John. So it's a bit over the top, but he basically says that this is what would happen after the birds, if the birds happen to be bats. You know, as a metaphor, a strange, unusual, odd, weird, bit monstrous. This is what the Latin word that he uses, solitus, means. It's like uncommon, strange, unnatural. And so I'm wondering, it just dropped in my head the other day that, well, since bats have considered the bushmeat that might have triggered this, it's another possibility.
That's possible.
And again, it layers into the H1N1, which can be a blood plague that comes through birds and swine. But birds, like what happened in H1N1, it came in Asia with guys who had cockfights, and they used to suck the blood on the wounded cocks to heal them. And, of course, they ingested the blood. Or if you ate it and it wasn't cooked properly, you ingested it. And then the danger is the vector becomes a human being, and if it mutates, like if it melds with another situation, you suddenly have what you had in the Spanish flu situation. You have coughing and sneezing that really creates a deadly plague. That, you know, if we look at the numbers of today, if the swine flu, Spanish flu happened again, another H1N1 variant, you might lose 800 million people. Anyway, I think he's confused. He's seeing things layered up in the shadowy future. But this passage that's supposed to happen after kind of follows his Antichrist mobist prophecy theme.
How far after?
If we're reading this right, and I stress again, we may not be. But if we're reading these...
You don't get many of these wrong.
Well, if we're seeing these strange and natural birds being an inference to the bats, that means it's coronavirus, at least as a marker, then this blood plague is coming sooner than later. This is what happens. The Antichrist returns for the last time. That'd be the third Antichrist. I said Mohammed bin Salman is a high candidate after all these years of searching different people. He's matching so many things. All the Christian, and he triggered this economic crisis, which is bigger than the plague and long-reaching. All the Christians and infidel nations will tremble, for the space of 25 years, wars and battles will be more grievous than ever. Towns, cities, citadels, and all other structures will be destroyed. So many evils by Satan's prince will be committed that almost the entire world will find itself undone and desolated.
Sounds like end times.
Well, it also sounds like what, you know, from a more secular look at it, is the sixth mass extinction. That is, and, you know, understanding that we have different opinions about what's causing the weather to be changed, whatever is doing it, the result could potentially be the same, is that the climate gets hotter, it cannot feed the world to scale of 8.5 billion people by the 2030s, and that causes all of Nostradamus' other kind of scary prophecies about the great world famine. So, you know, Nostradamus can be a real horror story, but he's it's always with him, it's don't go there.
I mean, he's always got he's got hope there, doesn't he? He's got hope there.
Well, his, you know, his prophecies go to the year 3797. That's the last date. And they go even farther in inferring even into the stars with new Earths and all that. So I consider this period that we're in is an evolutionary death and rebirth period for the human race. It's a breaking with the past that no longer works for us. And pretty much there are a number of prophecies that I'm putting together in a book that I've been collecting for 30 years. That will look at this whole concept, that, and you know, and all of them, whether it's the Hopi talking about the great purification by fire, so many traditions call it by fire, just like they called the last destruction, the Noah flood.
Yeah.
Now it's by fire, the warming of the world, or war. The thing that concerns me is that we may be in three steps to apocalyptic sequence. My own, not Nostradamus's, which also had these kind of themes, plague, discord, new lands, you know, a step-by-step going through a difficult patch in history that is challenging us to adapt and be more creative and grow. And that's and one way, what I like about the coronavirus, what it's going to teach us is, it's going to teach us to prepare for pandemics much better than we have, and that's a good thing, to see what's not working and fix it.
It's going to be interesting to see how we come together as a planet after all of this, John.
But the main thing to that's coming next is the economy. And
oh boy, what a mess right now.
The Great Recession started on the 9th of March, I think. It will probably not become the Greater Depression until the spring of next year. But then the fiat economy and the bonds are in crisis, and the dollar, when it becomes no longer the main currency, it becomes the greatest depression by 2023.
I mean, will this $2 trillion stimulus package, which the House is going to vote on tomorrow, if it becomes law, is that going to bite us eventually?
Mid last year, the doomsday debt bomb was back in 2049. By the beginning of 2020, well, around just now, they're now seeing it is around 2035. They've just dumped a whole lot of money, weakening the value, and that's why talking about silver and gold, it really is going to be a new gold-silver standard coming. The Russians, the Chinese,
right.
The Indians, and the Germans and others are already getting ready for it. It's time for America to start getting ready for it, too, because the fiat economy is
the golden rule.
It's spent its course, and it's just a matter. These things could be coming much faster than I'm estimating, but my slowest conservative estimation is the recession is here. We might have one final big rally. It's more likely that Trump will be reelected before the crash happens.
But that's not your prediction yet, is it?
Not yet.
We got to see who he runs against, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and if there's even one there, you know, excuse me, but you know, it is a very strange thing, this thing that's going on in his astrology with the American people is quite unique.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.